We have just concluded the shareholders' meeting. Thank you very much for your cooperation. Without further ado, I would like to start the current management information briefing. First of all, I would like to talk about the 2 months of April and May 2013. I would like to talk about the business results of our company. Then, I would like to talk about the 14 years' history of SBI Group since its foundation. Then, lastly, I would like to talk about the SBI Group's future vision and business strategies. So let's start with the business results for the 2 months from April to May 2013. In terms of the financial services business, the situation was very solid. In terms of profit before tax, we have been able to achieve 7 billion for April and May. June will be added to this result. As for the asset management business, 14 billion is mentioned here. But in terms of as of end of May, that's 14 billion. However, we have adopted IFRS, and therefore, by the share price is well at the end of May, it will have an impact directly on our performance. And as you know, May was a good month, and until the end of May, it was very good. And as a result, 14 billion has been achieved, which are inclusive of the listed securities measured at fair value. And as of June 20th, however, there was a significant decline. There was gains in sales of investment securities of 4.9 billion yen, which has been turned into cash. And in 4.3 billion inclusive of listed securities measured at fair value. And therefore, we have 9.2 billion. And if we look at the 26th of June, 6.1 billion has been achieved. But for the first quarter, Reposel will have an impact. Today, the price has not been determined yet. It is continuing to rise. Recently, at 10:30, it was 10,850, and sell is so one point as therefore, in terms of the current price, if we calculate the market cap, it's about 90 billion yen. And in terms of market cap and belonging to us, that's 12.3 billion yen. And as of end of June, excluding Saturday and Sunday, up until Friday, we have to look at the prevailing price, because that will be added in terms of the listed securities measured at fair value. We have to look at the China shares as well, and also look at the other share price of our holdings, as well as our share price as well. At any rate, significant profit will be generated for the asset management business. That is our expectation. In terms of the biotechnology-related business, it's minus 0.6 billion yen for April and May. For the first quarter, the total will be presented later, but we should be able to post a slight profit. We received a question earlier about the dividend. When the performance is good, we would like to pay more dividends. That is our view. Now, let me talk about the Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank. We have acquired this entity, and there are some people who are concerned. There are some people saying that this will lead to significant losses. And there is also a concern that it will have an unfavorable impact on our profit and losses. These are rumors that are in the market, but they are also short-selling at the same time. Now, let me give you the conclusion first. with the FSA in Korea, as well as with the Finance Committee in Korea, we are trying to negotiate the acquisition. But I believe that this will go to the President's office ultimately. In other words, according to the laws and regulations of Korea, there are prevailing issues. And there are conditions upon which we would like to make the acquisition. So a balance must be struck between the two. If we were to acquire, there are certain conditions that must be met. That is the reason why we are in the midst of negotiation on this matter. But if we were to acquire this entity, then on a consolidated basis, the impact on the P&L leading to significant losses is something we'd like to avoid. Therefore, IFRS standards will be adopted, and the credits and claims will be evaluated, and therefore we have been very conservative in terms of allowance for bad debt. And as of the end of March, we had 171.6 billion. And Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, per se, had also been allowed. And there was 45 billion as of December 31st. And by March of 2013, we have increased, this has been increased to 24% or 79.9 billion yen in terms of allowance for bad debt by the end of March this year. In expectations for a possible bad debt problem, and in order to absorb this within the balance sheet, we have taken measures. Usually, when we make an acquisition, a normal method is adopted. And 46% of operating receivables is the level to which we have posted the allowance for bad debt. And 80 billion has already been set aside on their part, and we have increased this further to take a conservative approach, taking all these factors into consideration for the first quarter. The consolidated profit before tax will be slightly positive according to our expectations. But ultimately, we will have to work out the details going forward. The accounting firm, as well as Tomats in Japan, will be involved in discussions so that we will come up with the ultimate answer. So these are based on assumptions. Now, as I mentioned earlier, for Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, basically, we have to look at their power to generate profit. This is prior to the allowance of bad debt, looking at the profit level in the past 5 years, shown in this graph. This is based in yen. And for June 2008, 10.5 billion, June 2009, 15.5, and the next period, 18.8 billion, and June of 2011 is 28.2 billion. So this is the profit-generating power of this company. So what is the reason for the allowance for bad debt? The previous chairman was lenient in terms of his management, and decisions made were wrong. For example, project finance in the area of real estate developer business and providing funding collateralized by real estate was pursued. And in so doing, the credit increased significantly. However, when the real estate prices go down, it will generate bad debt. Therefore, based on this individual, the management was pursued. Correction. If it is only for individuals, we can provide this with 30%. ACOM and other consumer finance was not providing such loans, but they were making profit. Therefore, it's a matter of the company's profit-generating power. That is the basic stance for us. And if it doesn't have the power to generate profit, we will not acquire. And non-performing loans has occurred because of actions taken in the past. We have to stop this. And perhaps one way is to withdraw from such business, reduce cost, and introduce discipline, develop new products, or pursue internet business. That is how we should turn around this bank. And then profit-generating power can be enhanced. Now, fund procurement does not mean a recapitalization, but we can provide, if we are compelled to provide support in terms of fund procurement, on a consolidated basis, long-term interest is around 1.4%. And at 1.4%, borrowings can be made and loans can be provided 10%, which will make this a profitable business. And this is what we are thinking about. In my mind, the financial authorities as well as the with the committees, we are engaged in tough negotiations. By so doing, we are looking for the right opportunity for injecting funds. And if we are going to inject funds at certain milestones, we are considering all these possible measures. And we have to also take into consideration the legal environment as well. On the part of the Korean government as well as the authorities, they are very favorable to us. They are doing their utmost to conclude this deal. In China, Korea, there are territorial issues. And there are issues relating to history, recognition. However, I think this is very unfavorable for Japan. And it is also very unfavorable for China as well as Korea. We must work together. Appropriate for the Asian age, we have to provide a performance commensurate to the Asian age. Therefore, on my part, at the private sector level, I will do my utmost to improve the relations with our neighboring countries. On the part of China, I have been engaged in discussions with the business leaders as well as Chinese officials as well as politicians. Basically, they would like to put this matter, the prevailing matter, on the back burner, to seek a resolution. And I believe that this is first and foremost an important issue for Japan. And this could have bearing on the third arrow for Japan. So these are some of the thinking behind activities in this area. We hope that we can achieve this according to our direction to make this profitable so that a significant contribution can be made to us going forward. Now, Ripple Cell, I have already mentioned this earlier. It listed on JASDAQ on the 26th of June. It was 3,200 was the public offering price, and the indicative price of the listing day was 7,520 yen. And it is now 90 billion as of 10:30 today. We have made a 140 million investment, 1.4 billion yen. And so that means that, and it has turned to 8.6 million, which means that we have made a profit by a factor of 60. And that is the reason why private equity investment is very attractive. Obviously, there are cases in which we make mistakes. That is more prevalent. However, in our group, looking at private equity investments in the past, inclusive of IPOs as well as M&A transactions, we have exit ratio of 17 to 18%. On a worldwide basis, the probability of success is very high. Therefore, there are wins and losses, and even the Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank is the same, according to my view. You win some and you lose some. But what is different is that for Ripple Cell, we have to think about what we can do. We can't do much just by holding their shares for this company. However, for Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, based on our experience and bringing to bear our wisdom and expertise and know-how, by injecting this, we will be able to improve the business. And therefore, I would say that the probability of success is even higher. Now, I have talked about the listed biotechnology companies. PeptiDream has had IPO, a very high price. And with the cancellation of Pfizer contract, I think this is inexcusable. Because when the I would assume that the cancellation of contract was being discussed beforehand, even. At any rate, PeptiDream listed on June 11th of 2013, and it said 2,500. It went to 3.7 times, 4.3 times, and 5.2 times thereafter. So there was a significant increase in share price. And what is more prominent is Euglena, listed from December 20, 2012. It started at 1,700, and it went to 42 times. And as a major shareholder, I sold too soon. We sold too soon. And these things happen. But I believe that cash is king. That is always on my mind. We should not be pursuing pies in the skies. That is the reason why I believe in the philosophy of cash is king. So the financial service is very strong by the solid growth backed by favorable market trends. And the most significant profit was achieved by SBI Securities. Liquidity market doing Forex generated 0.4 billion. Money Place Plaza, 0.3 billion. It's about 0.35, actually. SBI Japan X is 0.2 billion. SBI Insurance, minus 0.7 billion. And other loans and others are included in other companies in the financial service business, which is minus 0.3 billion, including other companies as well. So this is not a company, but rather a business. We have been able to achieve 10 times the previous performance at 7 billion. It's 10 times in 2 months have been achieved. Let's look at this by company. Now, for SBI Securities, the trading volume has increased significantly. For individual brokers, trading value increased significantly. As of May, up to May, or if you just look at May, it's 18,310.7 billion, the largest recorded ever. 2006 January was 10,070.8 billion. Therefore, that is how good May 2013 was. On the 23rd of May, the brokerage was the daily stock brokerage value topped 1,370.6 billion, recording historical high, driven by Abenomics, but not just limited to Abenomics. I believe that the Japanese stock market was racing for a rise, and the three arrows have been announced by Prime Minister Abe, and policies have been implemented accordingly. Therefore, the timing was right. Now, let's look at the article saying that individuals are very active, for example, versus December 2012, 4.5 times, versus April 2013, 1.3 times. And therefore, in terms of acquisitions of accounts, looking at January to May, the average was 33,764, and acquired 43,000 accounts in May alone. And in terms of customers' deposit assets, end of March 2013, is 6,360.3 billion yen, increase of 23.7% versus December 2012. Now, let's look at the operating income. The past, the highest was March of 2006. And that was the highest ever. On a monthly basis, in December 2005 was 3.7 billion. And that, having entered 2013, April was 3.1 and May was 4.1 billion. And this was the highest record for a month for SBI Holdings. And for March 2006, the situation has continued, and 30 billion operating income was achieved as a result. Now, if you look at April, May, it is likely that we will be achieving 10 billion. And if we look at the 10.5 billion in the highest ever before, taking that into consideration, we believe that the operating revenue for the first quarter is likely to be 10 billion. And when the securities is good, the bank is also very good as well. And for the 2 months, April and May, we have increased by 219.7 billion. And at 2,910.7 billion. And we are the highest out of the internet banks. Even Daiwa Next cannot exceed us. So deposits have increased significantly. This is because the securities business is very favorable. SBI hybrid deposits is increasing significantly. This has been increasing from November when the market started to rise, driven by Abenomics. And in 7 months from November, the hybrid deposit has increased by 1.6 times, increased by 309.4 billion yen. And there was a 143.9 billion increase for April. So deposits is very good, driven by good securities business. 35% of the new accounts at SBI Securities applies for an account opening at the SBI Sumishin Net Bank. So between the securities and the net bank, we have very good synergies. So the loans will have to be placed. In terms of long-term basis, auto loan is one such method. And housing loans has the cumulative total of housing loans exceeded 1.4 trillion yen. And in terms of balance, as of May, 1,244.4 billion yen has been achieved. A significant number has been recorded. In terms of housing loans, we're pursuing by two avenues. Housing loans are very long-term. And if we just increase housing loans, that means that the long-term and short-term balance will be undermined. In order to strike the right balance, Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank is utilized. We will send the customers to them, and loans will be provided. We will receive commissions. Furthermore, we have housing loans in alliance with the real estate companies. By so doing, we are striking a good balance between the long-term and short-term fundings. So for April and May, we have seen significant growth in terms of disbursements. it has increased by 34.2% compared to the previous year, 167 billion in terms of auto loans. And we have been able to increase the balance in a successful manner. Now, let's look at the SBI Sumishin Net Bank on a J-GAAP basis. At the end of March, it's 7.9 billion. And for March 2010, we have been able to achieve a profit. And we have increased from fiscal 2009 from 2.3 to 3.6, 5.7, and 7.9 billion. And if you look at April to May, we believe that the ordinary income exceeding 10 billion yen in this fiscal year is possible, and we should have to think about the possible IPO as well. Obviously, our partner, Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank, will be involved in the discussion. This is a 50-50 joint venture after all. Let's look at the SBI Insurance. We were able to increase the contracts from 2009 March to March 2013. We have been increasing at approximately 90%. And for May, we have increased by 32.5% year-on-year. And we have also been increasing insurance premium income as well. And the compounded annual growth rate from 2008 to 2012 was 94%. We believe that 20 billion can be exceeded going forward. However, insurance contract increasing and premiums increasing will mean that we have to prepare for insurance payments as well. And there is a reserve that we have set aside, and this will be deemed as expenses. The underwriting reserve will be a drag for revenue. It has been accumulated. It is not an outflow of cash. It has been accumulated within the company. Obviously, a payment for insurance claims will be made from there, so there will be some decline. So, however, we cannot have a loss-making business. For insurance business, we felt that it will take 5 or 6 years to return a profit. That is the prevailing consensus within the group. But for usual business, it has to break even in 3 years. Otherwise, we will have to think of various measures to improve the situation. By the same token, for insurance, we have identified phase one and phase two to increase our profitability. We have implemented various measures. We have now entered phase three, and a 1% premium increase has been implemented. But we have maintained the competitiveness. Other companies have increased by 2%. And we will have further segmenting and tightening of the filtering function.
So under that situation, what we're able to do, the best way to look at the profitability insurance company is a combined ratio to be below 100. In terms of combined ratio, means that profitability is getting positive. In March 2013, it was 103.1% for FY 2012. But for April and May 2013, this was 97.1%. So to quite a large extent, we could reduce the operating expense, and there has been a slight increase in the net loss ratio. But by reducing that in terms of combined ratio, I believe the ideal ratio is 95% to achieve profit. So we need to do a little more to achieve profit. Now, SBI Mortgage. With the Great East Japan earthquake in FY 2011, there was a great decline in the housing loans. But after that, in terms of profit before income tax, based on IFRS, there has been a steady growth. And under that situation, mortgage for FY 2012 was about 3.8 billion, a 23.5% year-on-year increase. And the outstanding loan balance was above 1.5 trillion in April 2013. So, at flat 35, we have an overwhelming share for three consecutive years. Out of all the financial institutions handling, we achieved number one out of 330 companies. So we are the top, and the top people of the organization is going to visit me soon with an award commending our achievement. Next is SBI Japan Next. Because of very good securities trading and increasing trading, SBI Japan Next PTS, there are now more securities firms becoming members of SBI Japan Next PTS. And as a result, the trading value is growing. As of 24th of May, the daily trading value recorded a historical high at 182.1 billion. So the second one, the Nomura Chinex, compared to that, there's a very big difference. So trading value is increasing, and profit, we achieved 228 million for FY 2012. For the first quarter, April and May, we achieved 199 million. So including the June number, we believe this will be greatly larger than the previous year's full year result. Under that situation, SBI Japan Next is not necessarily something that we should keep holding forever. The securities firm, other securities firms or investors, and Japan could enjoy the contribution from this company. And that is why we established. And Goldman Sachs from the U.S. is asking to provide capital. So Goldman came. And as the biggest shareholder, they hold about 53%. But companies interested in injecting capital or interested in establishing joint ventures are coming to us. So we may think of making a partial sales or making an IPO. So I don't think we should keep among ourselves, because what they do is a public business. SBI Liquidity Market and SBI FX Trade for FX. SBI Liquidity Market is in the OTC market to conduct FX transaction. They provide the over-the-counter market. So we are providing an OTC market. There is a global American and European trading financial institutions, the Japanese financial institutions, 20 of such companies are providing the trading rate. And by doing so, we want to provide business to our customers. And within the OTC, the share in FY 2011 was 5.6%, and in May 2013, the share was 14.9%. So when we start to work seriously, we always become number one in Japan. SBI LM currently, well, there are three companies in the liquidity market, a Click 368 done by the stock exchange with 18 companies, but our trading volume is 11 times more than Click 365. And what is realizing that? In the past, there were accounts at SBI Securities or at the Sumishin SBI NetBank. People had accounts. And these, too, do the FX transaction through the market. We are providing that service. But people without accounts wanted to do transactions through us. And so we established a new company, SBI FX Trade. And to narrow the spread as much as possible at 0.1 sen in terms of a US dollar and Japanese yen rate. And because of that, there was a drastic increase. In September, we ranked the number 19th in the market. And in April, May, our position is now number 4. And SBI Securities trading volume was exceeded by this. So in terms of the Oricon customer satisfaction ranking for 2013, beginner category FX transactions, we ranked at number 1. The securities and bank and FX trade, summing all that together, we are now ranking number 3 in the industry. The difference between the second ranking company is getting very narrow. And the companies ranking number 1 and 2, perhaps because of the binary option and slippage, to get the gains from the customers as their own companies. Because of such cases, there are now regulations against that. So I think it's a matter of time. Because of the changes in the system, companies like ours, who is doing a proper business, will soon be able to become number 1. And profit is generated. Operating income before allocation. Before allocation means amount before allocations of profits to connected companies like SBI Securities, SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and SBI FX Trade. So operating income before allocation in the fourth quarter was 1.946 billion. In 1 year, SBI liquidity market for FY 2012 was 6.1 billion, and in this first quarter it is 1.523 billion. And compared to others, compared in terms of the FY 2012, ours is much larger than GMO and Money Partners. FX Prime was acquired by GMO because it was negative, so this means that this is further lower than this number. So operating income before allocation, we were overwhelmingly larger than the competitors. Now Money Plaza, centered on our directly operated companies, we are setting the SBI Money Plaza shops. On the 26th of June, there are 347 shops all over Japan with the signboard of SBI Money Plaza. And this includes insurance clinic and the Mitsubashi insurance shops. We have partnership with these companies. So these companies will also be holding the name of SBI Money Plaza. So there will be further increase. According to the Nikkei newspaper today, the CEO of Hoken no Mande Gucci seems to be arrested soon. So with that situation, I wonder what will happen. That was the largest company in this industry. But when they have such problems, other companies will be able to grow. So what will be the impact on us? We have to keep watching carefully. Of course, there are many things said about this industry. There are about 20 companies selling life insurance, according to what they say on their label. But they actually sell products that provide a lot of commission. Sony Life products. Hoken no Mande Gucci was selling a lot of their products because the commission income was very high. So according to magazine's articles, if this is true, there will be a lot of problems. They had a lot of inspections by the FSA. But I'm telling my people not to do such a thing. I'm telling this company to avoid such a situation. To make profit through fraud is something that we should never do. The same for the case of FX transaction. We are not doing anything like that. And we are trying to achieve the lowest level of commission and the narrowest commission, and having innovative products. And by doing so, we have been increasing our results. And Money Plaza results, from the first year, in the second quarter, the cumulative loss was eliminated, and the 36 million operating income was recorded for the full year. And in April and May, the latest number is 350 million yen. In the first quarter, we want to achieve at a minimum operating income of 500 million, but it's not above 500 million. And next, asset management business. Asset management business is divided into a financial service done overseas, like banks, securities, insurance, that comes under asset management business. Because overseas, different from Japan, there is possibility of selling the business or do IPO overseas. And the capital ratio may change. The ratio of our capital investment may change. So it doesn't mean that we will always be owing 100% or more than 50%. So as a controlling shareholder, based on the business judgment, there could be other influences. So this should be treated as an investment business, and that is why this is categorized as asset management business. As I said earlier, as of end of May, it was 14 billion, and on 26th of June, 6.1 billion. Japanese share declined, but related to China, there is a big decline because there are some problems in China. But the major reason for this decline, as I will say later, is there is a large reform taking place in the financial sector. In particular, not a free rate, but towards liberalization of interest rate, they are trying to make one step forward. So if interest rate goes up, these are the problems that we may encounter. The current interest rate control, which is not natural, in the other hand, that leads to shadow banks growing. About 350 trillion yen in terms of Japanese yen, there's a very big shadow bank industry born. If that is left as it is, in the future, that may cause a lot of problems. And therefore, from a controlled rate to move to a free interest rate, they are trying to make a change. And under that situation, interest rate is now getting higher. Of course, the Chinese government and the Chinese central bank, according to what they announced with respect to liquidity, if there's problem in liquidity, they're saying they will supply. So the share price has slightly stabilized. And so there was a drop recently. So there is an evaluation loss of the Chinese shares that we hold compared to the end of May. For a biotechnology-related business, I have said April, May was about minus 600 million. And there is a scheduled transfer of a developing seed to a Japanese company from SBI Biotech, which has 100% share of Quark, which is one of the core companies of a biotechnology-related business, which will take place in June. And they are scheduled to transfer the development seed to a Japanese company. And in the first quarter, a slight profit is expected. So transfer is supposed to take place in June. So we believe the result will be slightly positive for the first quarter FY 2013. And our future market environment. Well, Japanese economy with Abenomics, it was going very well by May, and the market. In April, November was 8,664, but on the 22nd of May was 15,627, 1.8 times. But after that, there was a drastic decline. It took 6 months to go up to that level. And then in 1 month, there was a 20% decline. And the reasons for that is, rather than being Japanese domestic reasons, there were external factors. which acted stronger. One is the slowing of the pace of the quantitative easing in the American market. Bernanke said that it will slow the pace of asset purchases by the end of this year, and they plan to end the asset purchases around the middle of next year if the American economy picks up as expected. So, depending on how you look at that, this means that American economy is getting better, which is positive for Japan. But there was abundant supply of money, which formed a certain financial market. But if that is going to be shifted gradually to a market based on performance, during that transfer process, there is a time lag. Then the market tends to get lower. So that may happen. And with that, globally, money from the United States, in particular, was going into emerging countries, but they are concerned that that may go out from these countries because of higher rates in the U.S. So in the emerging countries, they face such concerns, which is leading to a lower share price. However, if American interest rate goes up because of good economy, basically, compared to the dollar, this means that yen is supposed to get weaker. In the midterm and long term, this is a yen weakening factor. And the second factor is the future of a Chinese economy. Looking at the May trade statistics, it was 1%, edged up 1% in May year on year. Imports fell 0.3%, and export was the lowest growth since July of last year. So the results were lower than expected. And in June, the China's Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, was below 50, continuing from May. Compared to May, 49.2, in June seems to be worse, 48.3. So this is the lowest level in 9 months since September last year. So the impact of China's economy is getting higher globally. And in the past, they wanted to achieve 8% economic growth rate in real terms. But now, they say the government target is 7.5%. They're coming with such targets. In a sense, the statistical numbers of China means that it's not reliable. We always wonder what is happening. But Premier Li is trying to normalize the situation. The large reform in the financial sector is also taking place. Things that were controlled so far, they seem that it's not possible because the scale is so large and they have a strong impact in the world. Under such a situation, they cannot continue forever with a controlled economy. So they are now aware of that. All other countries were saying that so far, but they didn't want to change so far. But they are now finally trying to change. In the long term, that is a good trend. However, in the transition period, uncertainties increase. However, in any event, a 7% or so growth rate, according to IMF, they say 7.75%. With these numbers, 7.5 to 7.7, 7.8% economic growth rate, I think is achievable. So we don't have to be so much concerned about it. There may be some higher volatility in the future, but including the US and China, they are both moving to a better direction, we could interpret in this manner. Now, will the yen further depreciate? If American economy is getting better and if a long-term interest rate is getting higher, there will be a larger gap between long-term and the short-term interest rate, which means that for Japan, Japan is entering into a different dimension of financial easing. That situation will continue. So there will be a bigger gap of long-term interest rates between U.S. and Japan, leading to depreciation of the yen and the monetary easing by the Bank of Japan. In many ways, they are trying to make adjustments. I recently had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Kuroda, and about interest rate adjustment, he says it is very difficult. I wondered what they are trying to do. I asked a question about that. And he himself is very confident. There are many methods, but one thing that was not noted is in June, from June, 3.1 trillion of support to increase loans will be started. So loans is providing, and foreign banks will also be covered by this. So this could be a source of overseas investment, which may lead to selling yen, which is another factor of yen depreciation. And Nikkei Veritas, Article 276, wrote article about the yen depreciation bazooka left by Mr. Shirakawa. So we believe that the trend of weakening of the yen will continue.
Next, Japanese stock market or the U.S. stock market in terms of PBR. Well, when you look at the Japanese market, April the 12th, 4.9, this I'm talking about 2000, Nikkei average 3.5, US 4.9. Those were the PBRs of both markets. Now, compared with those, June 20th, 2013, Dow Jones average PBR 2.9, Nikkei average PBR 1.4. Around 2000, when the internet bubble busted, in terms of PER in the US, it exceeded 25 times. Today, the PER is still at low level, 12 times or 13 times. That is the situation in the U.S. market. So the U.S. market has not deteriorated or weakened, as I said. From the performance-based market, that is the transition we are taking. The volatility is high, but the basic trend is quite stable. Now, in the case of Japan, Nikkei average PBR stays at 1.4, no problem at all. And furthermore, when you enter the upward trend, if we look at the Japanese stock market, it continues for quite some time, 1998, January, and for 18 months it continued, the uptrend. 2003, January, starting that month until 2008, 1 month, 58 months, it continued, 51 months, sorry, and at December 26th, since that date, and recently 20% decline was recorded in the last month. But the uptrend for this cycle has just started. And for the last month, who were buying until May? Foreigners, foreign investors. On annual basis, investment trusts, of course, have bought shares, but basically it was foreign investors, Japanese institutional investors, banks and insurance companies, they all sold. Against that backdrop, they didn't buy a share, but still it recorded slight decline. So individuals also sold. But I think the timing has arrived for us to buy the shares. Golden ratio, this is a very interesting ratio during the Greek era. It was called the God's Ratio. During the Renaissance days, Sacred Ratio was the name given. An Italian mathematician, Fibonacci sequence. In essence, 1 to 1.618 in terms of formula, root 5 plus 1 divided by 2, 5. So this number, ratio, exists everywhere in the nature. Let's say the petals, number of the petals of sunflower, shows that, and this has been applied to the securities industry. From the bottom to the increase, 1.61, this golden ratio applies. 1.61, 1.65, 1.68, 1.60, and so forth. Then it began to fall. But this time, this golden ratio, or ratio, rose up to 1.83. It's so quick. So this is just too much. So some adjustment in terms of rate would be required. 1.8 times in 1 month. It is quite natural for that number to decline by 20%. That is adjustment required. But the basic trend remains unchanged. And if there is a major decline, then we will see the major increase shortly. Why am I so confident? Indices of mining and industry production, 2010 average as on 100, we see the increase. And the private consumption and private equipment investment Q-on-Q basis, both private consumption and corporate investment increased Q-on-Q. And the corporate earnings prospect, the fiscal 13 projection is set to be 33%. Non-manufacturing, excluding financial and manufacturing sector, 36.8%. Very remarkable growth is expected. And the fiscal 2014 two-digit growth is planned. So these are the numbers. And the yen depreciation will remain unchanged. I'm not suggesting that. I'm not. The best thing is that because we have a very highly dependent in overseas countries regarding energy, and energy prices are continues to rise, and now the nuclear power station has been stopped, and then the energy prices will shoot up. But some nuclear power plants, some of them would be open. That must be the plan of the LDP government. So this situation could change. And the solar cell power generations, wind power generation, these have substantially increased over some years. So the energy has a large impact on the trade balance. So the reopening of the nuclear power plant could give positive impact. And power price will not continuously rise going forward. And I think in Japan, the financial performance-based market will continue. The fiscal monetary easing beyond reason has been conducted in terms of both quantity and quality. The QQ, that is what Mr. Kuroda said. So the QQ, quality, quantity, monetary easing, is undergoing. QQ major easing, when it is done, what happens to the balance sheet of Bank of Japan? The total asset indices with the base in January end of 2006, only very small increase has been recorded. FRB, as you see here, QE1, QE2, QE3, through these three QEs, a series of QEs were conducted. It's a very large scale ones, unlike the Japanese, a small scale easing. So that's why the US is seeing the economic recovery and lowering of unemployment down to 7.5%. QE1, before they started it, 7.8% was the unemployment rate, but now it is decreasing. In Europe, ECB, again, they required a very large increase. So, and it increased four times. It exceeded four times. So these are the situations. So the beyond reason QEs in Japan has just started. So I think money supply, it should be continuously increased. Inflation, many people express this worry about that. And people will express their concerns about the major inflation and the volatility increase in Forex appreciates and share prices decline. And many people complain about that, including economists. But the economics is a complex. So the pure economic models cited by the scholars will not work. And their models are subject to very limited terms and conditions. So I think such a model employment is not meaningful. So the economics, in the world economics, Nobel laureate should not be selected from the economist. The performance achievements of these Nobel laureates in the past would not achieve what they said, but these Nobel laureates will never return the medals. So the economics is something that functions in the real world. And after adopting policies, only then we will see the impact, influence of such policies. So the QE is of the same size as the European or the U.S. has been adopted. And the result, we all know, is better. At least the people's mind has changed. Monetary easing is not the direct cause of changing or increasing the demand, but it can certainly change the mind, sentiment, mind of the people. If the mind changes, then it is quite natural, as I said, that the performance of the company will increase and the private consumption will increase and the corporate expenditure will rise. So this did not happen in the past. So we have to do something. We have to take actions, and that action was taken. So the Bank of Japan, of course, should take all measures to avoid hyperinflation with good control, and our financial situation is very bad. The GDP. So I think we have to take all these measures. These are the responsibilities of the Japanese government and BOJ. The first and foremost, we have to leave the deflation. This is the priority issue. In that sense, Prime Minister Abe's policies today are all very correct. That is my view. And furthermore, Japanese share market, on long-term basis, will receive inflow of money. Why? For one thing, 110 trillion yen of the GPIF. They changed the policy. They announced its plan to reduce its domestic bond allocation from 67% to 60%. Only a very small percentage, but the total amount is 110 trillion yen, while raising its domestic stock allocation from 11% to 12%. The NISA, Japanese version of individual savings account, which is to be implemented on January the 1st, 2014. We are following the model of the UK. This NISA is expected to encourage investments in stocks and investment trust, two areas which currently account for a low percentage of personal financial assets in Japan. 1 million is not much, but if you don't do anything, you will see no results. UK, after starting this system, to date, 60 trillion yen, trillion was accumulated. People above 16 years old, out of 24 million population, about 50% of population participates in this plan. So in Japan, I'm sure this will be very well accepted. In Japan, 55.2% of the household assets were kept in cash and bank deposit. This is very unusual. So I think we should encourage people to make investment in stocks and investment trust. Now, the history of SBI Group for the last 14 years since inception. Under the four corporate mission statements, I started this company. Sound ethical values. We shall undertake judgments on actions based not only on whether they conform to the law or profit the company, but also whether they are socially equitable. And a financial innovator. We have to cause changes in the conventional method, leveraging the explosive power price-cutting forces for internet. We have to develop financial services that further enhance benefits for customers. New industry creator. We will work to become the leader in creating and cultivating the core industries of the 21st century. Next one is a self-evolution, self-transformation. We continuously must transform, change ourselves in a very flexible manner. And social responsibility. This is the fifth one. We will ensure that each company in the SBI Group recognizes its social responsibilities as a member of society while fulfilling the demands of its stakeholders, contributing to the betterment of society. That is a raison d'etre of any corporations. So we have a very meaningful values in the society. So the stakeholders, of course, include shareholders, employees, and the local communities. They are all our stakeholders, including customers and vendors, suppliers. We have to meet the demands of these stakeholders. And as a going concern, we have to pursue the continuous growth. So these are the five corporate missions. This is something we have to continue to pass on to the coming generations. And the SBI Group's DNA, to be respected, is described here. Keep having entrepreneurship. We have to pursue innovation as a pioneer without falling into the large company disease. And high speed, we are quick when we decide and act. Encourage innovation. We never stop exercising creative spirit and never be blinded by past successes. And never-ending self-evolution. This is the fourth DNA. So we started back in 1999. And that was when the financial big bang started in Japan. Against that backdrop, we liberalized the Securities Commission and the Internet revolution we believed would happen in Japan. So that's why we created Internet-based businesses one after another. And the world of Internet is equal to network. So network is a value. So after creating many companies, they have to form a network. And first foremost, the commission should be lowered. And we need to increase the number of customers. The volume will determine the quality. That was our firm belief. According, it's just like a Hegel's philosophy. The increase of quantity means enhancement of quality. If we have a large customer base, we have to offer many products. And if there are many products, we have to develop many systems. With a large customer base, we need to create innovative services such as call centers. So the quality changes, enhances. Then again, we will increase the number. So this rule will function like that. So by far, in the same time, there are many companies who started their operations around the same time. We are trying to exceed them. And over time, against the backdrop of emerging markets, we will see a very new phenomenon. Trade balance and income balance reversal occurred in 2005. Income balance, dividend and interest received from overseas, and trade deficit. This, the first, exceeded trade balance. So reversal of the trade balance and income balance occurred, and this will continue forever. Japan's home electronics and auto, which supported Japanese economies, will be departing us, and they will prosper in China. If that is the case, we have to make investment there, in China. In 2005, China and other companies, countries became our investees. And first, Singapore's Temasek 50-50 joint venture was created. Investment fund was created. So through these activities, not only China, but we tried to look at other Asian countries doing the same things to become the world's SBI. So that was a slogan we had around then to expand ourselves. And then, 2007, there was the BNP Paribas shock. And then, in the following year, the Lehman shock started. So that was a major shake caused. People never thought that Lehman will collapse. And the Goldman, Morgan, the world-class investment banks became zero. They all turned to become a commercial bank. And the Greek debt issue occurred. European debt crisis followed. So these are the days of plight for us. Many And the same applied to many Japanese companies and securities companies. And all of these institutions recorded a large deficit, Daiwa too. And we too suffered. We struggled without help from anybody. We never received a yen of public fund from the government, but we survived.
And during that period, we never forgot to take care of the growth seed.
And we made very drastic measures of streamlining, and we strengthened the Brilliant Cut Initiative. And 2013, QE3, and the slowdown of the Chinese economy occurred. And now we are resistant to all these happenings. So this is the... we overcame so many incidences since 1999. We are what we are today. The in terms of customer base, zero became 15.15 million. The number of employees, we started with 55 people. The accounting, treasury section of SoftBank, or corporate planning and legal sections, gathering 55 members from all these departments, we started this company, SoftBank Finance. This was the predecessor of our operations. And we received 50 million yen in capital from Mr. Son. That's how we started. Now, today, the number of employees exceeded 5,000, and operating revenues, 153.5 billion. At the peak time, it recorded 222.6 billion yen, 2007 fiscal, and the consolidated subsidiaries totaled 144, and publicly owned companies, seven companies. So we kept on listing, and FY 2007, we did listing up until 2008, since we the inception, two-digit listing by one group was achieved. This was the first ever accomplishment in the corporate history. So dramatic growth has been recorded. Why did we make so many IPOs, or sometimes we bought back? I never ever asked additional funding to Mr. Son. I never made such requests.
So we IPO'd the company, so we grew ourselves. And the funds we raised was the seed for further growth to grow other companies in the group. And, of course, some of the companies we IPO'd were the companies that we never wanted to sell. So if there were any opportunities to buy back, if such time arrives, we thought we should buy back such company to be delisted. 50 million capital grew to become 81.7 billion yen and net assets 360.5 billion yen today. And the customer base 15.15 million.
And at the same time, we have been pioneer and number one in many areas. I want not to talk about the details. We created pioneer companies here and there, and we thoroughly developed industry number one companies. That is the track record.
Now, what were the driving, key driving factors of our dramatic growth? I think these three are my responses. Number one, tracking the major trends. And number two, formation of business ecosystem and establishment of structural differentiation. Number three, adherence to the customer-centric principle. These three are the key drivers of our growth. Tracking the major trend, back in 1999, I think it was the day of the internet revolutions and financial deregulations by Mr. Hashimoto, and the commission liberalization materialized. So these are two major trends, changes existed back in those days. So we thought we should capture such opportunities. And furthermore, as I introduced to you when I talked about the history of the company, Japanese... We took two strategies, concentrating investment into growth industry of the 21st century in a post-industrial society, and the ascendance of emerging nations and the Asian century. So the strategy, next strategy, is accelerating overseas development, focusing on the dramatic growth of Asia. And growth acceleration of the internet finance business driven by the evolution and enhancement of the internet. This is strategy number one. So starting October 1999, online securities accounts. Internet securities companies, their account up until March 2013 on CAGR basis, 35.5% was the growth rate. And internet transaction accounts as at the end of March 2013 was 18.16 million. And our portion is 2.6 million, accounting for 14.4% share. So this was the strength of growth we proved. So the good proof of capturing the trend. And above 70s and above 60s, these are two age groups put together, exceeds two-thirds of our business. So we have many old age users, but this is the face-to-face Money Plaza businesses. But in the area of online business, you see these parts exceed two-thirds. So that if the time goes up by in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time, what happens? So the management is the function of time. So when we think, what happens in 10 years' time? What if in 20 years' time? That is how we should think. If that is the case, since my childhood, the people who were born in the net age will become the purchasing population starting 2010. So these people will exceed 18 years in 2010. These are the people who are used to handset and devices and PCs. So they never think of going to banks for financial transactions, and the number of such people will increase. Then people will not visit the Nomura Securities branches. Of course, if the good advice can be obtained at the OTC, then and the share prices could rise. If that is the case, people will continue to go to the branches of the face-to-face company. Maybe Nomura Securities will not be very happy to hear about this. I was an employee there in the past. SBI Securities customer base, number of accounts and amount of customer asset. And depending on the differences of tactics and the strategies, the customer accounts and customer deposit assets of five online brokers differ like this. Our strategies and just tactics were right. If you look at this comparison, and the solid customer base of SBI Securities, individual broker trading value, as you see here, proves that SBI 33.2% and SBI 35.4% share of individual margin trading value. And many people criticize me saying that I always bluff. No, I'm not bluffing. I'm looking at the hard fact numbers, because the numbers explain everything. I'm not boasting. If the numbers do not prove, then I think I shall be ashamed of myself. Through my comments, I feel no shame at all in whatever I say. I'm not boasting. I'm not being arrogant. The five major online securities companies' market share of individual in terms of deposit asset, will they grow? You have more than 70% share, so you may not grow so much. But in terms of stock, the assets under management on that basis, out of five online companies, we only have 19.1% share. And Nomura and Daiwa are the major shareholders. But starting from 10.6, we almost doubled the number to 19.1%. So in another 10 years, it will further grow. And it doubled in 6 years. So I think in 10 years' time, it will grow further with the accelerated speed. much faster than the past because of the evolution of the internet, the banks. Tieto announced the materials is used and the published information by Novantas, U.S. consulting company, and American banker, U.S. information service company. These are the sources of this information. According to these writings, in 2010, 75 to 90% of individual banking transactions were conducted via the internet, call centers, mobile devices, and ATMs. Also, there is a statistic that points to a transaction ratio of branches to the total of 5 to 13%. People, customers, will not visit the branches of banks. Frequency of customer visits to branches, less than 5 times a year. Average monthly transaction numbers at branches decreased from 11,400 in 2006 to 8,440 in 2010. We are still lagging behind at these numbers, but it's a question of time. We will be there. And from March 2000 to March 2013, number of accounts of 6 internet bank topped 11.51 million as of the end of March 2003. Compound annual growth rate was 49.83%. 14.3% is SBI's share.
Now, in terms of the bank, if we look at the customer age brackets, 20s and 30s are accounting for approximately half in terms of the bank business. But 20s and 30s don't have significant deposits. And it is the people 60s and 70s that have a significant, it's a 5.2 times or 5.5 times the people in their 20s. But people in their 20s and 30s will become 50s and 60s as well, holding significant deposits. And when this is to happen, where would they take the deposit? They will go to the net banks. The world is changing around us. And that is the reason why the demographics will imply the future growth. And I believe the same for insurance as well. Direct insurers are only 6.7%. There are mail orders as well as net is accounting for only 6.7%. And agency system insurance accounting for 93.3%, according to fiscal year 2012. But the increase is approximately 5 times in 12 years. The growth will continue to be made in a steadfast manner. I'd like to talk about the post-industrial society. In terms of the group concept, I have identified three. First of all, the cultivation of new industries through investment of funds. We want to become the new industry creators. First of all, IT industry. We have to make sure that it has to have a competitive position in the global enough to earn foreign currency. And activate existing industries by promoting the introduction of IT to all industries in Japan will full scale to broadly increase productivity, which will enhance global competitiveness. This is where SoftBank played a very important role. The communication charges have been brought down, and Windows software has become prevalent in Japan. Through these measures, SoftBank has made a significant contribution. In the United States, biotechnology industry is making advances. We are lagging behind. We have to catch up and make the biotechnology industry globally competitive as we have done so in the IT industry. This has been the underlying concept in terms of investments. And now let me talk about what we have done as a new industry creators. We have made investments in 928 companies, 663 in Japan and 265 overseas. A number of companies exited was 158. And for internet, we have made investment of 292.5 billion yen in 457 companies. So we have delved deeply into the IT industry, and IT-related companies have been founded as a result. This is the contribution we have made as the new industry creator in the area of biotechnology and life science. This is a growth industry for the 21st century. It says here the investment total $35.7 billion. We have established biotechnology funds and made investments in 59 companies. On the part of the SBI Group, we have SBI Biotech, SBI Pharmaceuticals, and SBI L. A promo. People said that biotechnology is nothing related to your business, but I believed from the foundation that it is going to be an important pillar. Next is environmental related technology and alternative energies. We have made investment of $14.5 billion in 28 companies. So what are we going to do in the Asian growth age? In the 2008 investment, China and India are large nations, and they are accounting for half of the world's population, even exceeding that. In 2015, this is going to be the economic size similar, surpassing NAFTA and EU, becoming the world's largest economic region. Hu Jintao often said, and the current premier, Xi Jinping, is also saying that it will be the restoration of the grand Chinese ethnic group. And after the post-industrial age, the only 200 years is when the Western world overwhelmed China. However, now China is once again restoring its place as number one in the world. So they are saying that they will rise as the great Chinese nation, according to the Chinese leaders. And it does hold water. Now, against this backdrop, in emerging nations, we have continued to made established a global investment structure: China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Korea, Singapore, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, India, Abu Dhabi, Russia, the Netherlands, as well as the United States. And we have financial business in China, Hong Kong, Korea, Indonesia, Cambodia, and Vietnam, as well as Russia. Next, I would like to talk about the business ecosystem and establishment of the structural differentiation. When I founded this company, I read many books trying to study. And how to establish organization was inspired by the concept of complexity knowing, which was attracting attention at the moment. At that time, there are two propositions: the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, and the whole has new qualities that an individual part cannot see. If this is true, that means that the single role enterprise cannot achieve its growth potential. And to achieve growth potential through synergy effects and co-evolution, an enterprise must build a new type of organizational ecosystem. This is very important, and I refer to this as the business ecosystem. We should be able to have a whole is greater than the sum of parts. And the whole has new qualities that individual parts cannot see. I believe this is so true in business. In the age of the internet, the assembling of the business ecosystem is essential. And it is going to be the most important factor in terms of differentiation as well as the competitiveness. It is essential. When we started the business, Matsui-san said that he's never done anything than securities business. But we have 40 companies, and we have continued to grow the group. And as a business ecosystem, we have established our organization. Even if you try to battle with a sword, you cannot win against machine guns and missiles. And that is the reason why I believe that a business ecosystem is necessary. One company cannot win. That was my conclusion. Now, the assembling and expanding the business ecosystem produces positive synergies among the constituent companies. And this process also creates a mutual evolution process in each company's market to support rapid growth. I believe that diversity is very important in bringing to bear innovation. In other words, if you have diverse constituents, there is already diversity there. And the diverse constituents can continue to mutually evolve. Then significant growth can be expected. That is my view. And as I have predicted, the financial business ecosystem was established for the first time in the world. In other words, internet-based financial conglomerate has been established. It's almost complete. What remains to be done is life insurance. We have created this company, but it was sold. We have to do this once again without fail. I mentioned that within the bank and the securities synergy has been brought to bear in a steadfast manner. Not just the net bank and the securities, but as I mentioned earlier, FX trade as well as liquidity market, foreign exchange are also linked together and making significant contributions. In other words, SBI liquidity market contribution thereof for SBI securities is very significant. SBI securities is also making contribution. But if you look at March 2009, in terms of operating income, 400 million was a target. But in fact, there were 840 million. And for securities, it was 800 million was expected, but 1.83 billion has been achieved. After Lehman Shock, security firms were struggling, but we established this company. And as a result of tremendous efforts made, we have been able to generate so much revenue and profit, and SBI Securities was never in red ink. Making such a decision is the first and foremost job of the management. If we cannot do this, we should withdraw from being at the helm of management. And to implement this is not easy. You have to have you have to always be studying, and you have to be always working in the market that is constantly moving. Sleep is only 4 hours or 5 hours a day. Looking at the market in the United States as well as Europe, looking at the market in Japan as well as China, and intuition is necessary. You need knowledge, and by so doing, this intuition can be further enhanced. Without effort, managers will fail. And if I cannot make effort anymore in terms of brain power as well as physical power and motivation, I will transfer the helm to other people. But this person will have to make tremendous efforts. Up until 62 years old, I have been making efforts in an accumulated manner. And this is experience, and it is a part of my flesh and soul. So people who are going to succeed me will have to make further efforts than I have done so. And this is what I want to convey to the management here. And I am saying this in front of everyone. I'm sorry for digressing. Now, in terms of insurance, we have InsWeb, as well as the agency company from our group company. Through such efforts, contracts have been achieved. And out of the agency contract, the SBI Group accounts for 30% of the new contracts for the agency. And that is the reason why SBI Insurance is able to increase the number of customers at low cost. Now, adherence to customer-centric principle, this has been a very important principle from the very beginning. And that is the reason why we have been evaluated very highly in terms of SBI Securities. Oricon customer satisfaction ranking was number one for 7 years in a row. It is because of the overwhelmingly low commissions, 3.3 basis point. And this is representative of commissions. And Matsui is higher by three times. Now, this is positioning in the industry. SBI Securities for fiscal 2012 is number nine in terms of net operating revenue as well as net income. Now, this is March 2009. In terms of net income, we were number one. And you can see that Nomura and others, Daiwa, have significant losses. Therefore, the net securities are very resistant against such adverse situations. In terms of revenue, we are number nine. For the net bank, in terms of JCSI, Customer Satisfaction Survey, fiscal year 2012, we were number one for 4 years in a row. Even though we were established in 2007, we are number one in terms of balance of loans. Sony was established in June 2001, Rakuten July 2001, Jibun Bank July 2008. And the Japan Net, October 2000. However, we were established in September 2007, and people said that it's going to be difficult. We are too late. But we have exceeded them in a very short period of time. But it's negative in terms of profit because we're paying taxes. And from the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2011, we have decided to pay income tax, and therefore net income for fiscal year 2012 fell 7.3% year-on-year to 4.7 billion yen. There are other banks that are not paying taxes, for information. Now, let's look at the deposits for the net bank. Yokohama, Chiba Bank, you can see the list. And let's look at the ranking of SBI Sumishin Net Bank. We are ranked 37th. But those that are not listed, the company in the first section, is the Citibank. Beyond that, there is nothing. And even up to 40th, it is not included. They are all listed companies, mostly first section. So that is the situation. We are at the moment 2.9 trillion. As I mentioned earlier, we should be exceeding 3 trillion very shortly. In terms of the SBI Insurance, we are ranked number one in various areas.
And we have a very strong price competitiveness. So in terms of price competitiveness of SBI Insurance, according to Diamond Weekly Auto Insurance Premium Ranking, our SBI Insurance car insurance premium is 31,250, the most expensive 55,910. Why is it that auto insurance that is renewed every year, you must pay such an expensive insurance premium? And among the direct insurance companies, our ranking from 2010, 2011, 2012, we have been steadily increasing our ranking among the direct insurance companies. We are now ranking number five. It's a matter of time. We will become number one. The future vision of SBI Group and business strategies. First, number one is completion of a business ecosystem with securities, banking, insurance as core businesses. This has almost been completed. So these core companies will have synergy effect mutually. And the support businesses, supporting businesses of these core companies will also be enhanced for the core business and for their own sake. They will be enhanced for life insurance. They plan to enter the internet life insurance business. To strengthen the three cores, we have the following measures. As a recent case, effectively use the big data from all the group companies. So we are now working on this. And the life insurance company, if we decide to start this business, the bank and insurance will be expanded. So the function of asset management will become very important. Owen Buffett, at first, before investing, he bought a life insurance firm. And through that, he made investments into Coca-Cola, Gillette, and Wells Fargo. So long-term fund of life insurance is very good for investment. And SBI Security supporting functions, like liquidity, market, Japan Next, these companies were established to enjoy synergy, to have competitiveness that can be differentiated from others. Now, through selection and concentration, to have companies that are not expected to generate strong synergies with the three core businesses will be sold. We sold SBI Veritrans, Wall Street Journal was also sold, SBI Capital Solutions, all equity was sold. And SBI Credit, all our holdings were sold to Marubeni Group. And not only selling these, but sometimes we make IPOs. SBI Mortgage was listed in the KOSPI market as the first case for a Japanese company. SBI Axis was also listed in KOSDAQ market in Korea. And also to make more efficient business management, we will continue with organization restructuring in making the Money Plaza. We transferred the face-to-face division of SBI Securities. We have about 140 people and 23 branches. These were all transferred to Money Plaza. And with that, SBI Securities operating income was improved at about 70 million yen per month. And Morningstar absorbed SBI South China and SBI Asset Management as subsidiaries. SBI Card split off the consumer credit business and proceeded to inherit SBI Point Union's point business through an absorption type split. And Ikiiki Sedai, also through selection and concentration, Ikiiki Sedai, the small amount short-term insurance company, was acquired. And also already in terms of ordinary revenue, 2.949 billion, and net income 180 million was achieved. And accelerating overseas development, focusing on the dramatic Asian growth, phase one is over. And for the private equity investment, the next stage is to have a larger fund size by having outside investors. One example is FMO, which was jointly established with the Dutch Financial Development Organization. Commitment amount is $60 million initially. So with this, in other places, we are introducing outside fund to conduct this business. So there's a track record, and that track record is becoming very good. So we are using the good track record to invite outside investors to improve leverage. And overseas financial services business will be further developed. Our main sector is internet finance. So places which we can conduct internet finance will be done in Russia with a former OB Bank. We invested 50%, and now the name was changed to Yar Bank. The Metropole Group subsidiary. And this company will introduce the internet banking. From October, we are planning to start this business. The existing traditional business already for FY 2012, there was a 110 million net profit, but by introducing the internet as soon as possible, we want to enhance this business. Fortunately, in Moscow, the basic internet infrastructure is already available. Smartphones are being used very actively, so we are planning to start in October. In Korea, we are facing the same situation. So about purchasing, if we need to purchase, we will purchase. And BNI Securities, Indonesia company, which we own 25%, we intend to introduce internet. So we intend to provide full cooperation. And in Cambodia, it's not yet a stage of introducing the internet. But Royal Securities in Cambodia, we intend to develop securities business in Cambodia. We are the only company in Japan with a license in Cambodia. And Hyundai Swiss Savings Bank, I have already explained before. Going forward, we will now try to have smaller loans and introduce internet in this group, and also to develop talented human resources, internet discipline, and have thorough risk management. And also, while increasing collateralized personal loans with 30% interest rate, we will cut the deposit cost by reducing interest rate on new time deposits and have a loan deposit interest margin, which is expected to increase in the future. So in Korea, also we are going to establish a financial ecosystem. And for the global network value, we have many partners overseas. And with these partners, we can invest together or establish joint ventures together. So we will place importance on the partnership in developing our overseas business. Biotechnology-related business, including biotechnology-related investments as SBI Group's new core business. Reprocell, as I have already explained, 12.9% we hold, which will directly impact our consolidated results, and indirect impact on our consolidated business is 5.2%. So we own 18.1% as a total. We are the top shareholder, and Axela, according to this newspaper about the macular degeneration to use iPS cell, there were such news reports to use iPS cell is something for the future, but before that stage, as drugs, we want to develop a drug by Axela. We are the second largest shareholder. The third is Otsuka. The first is the founder. This is an American company. The macular degeneration, only in the U.S., there are 27 million patients. If this is approved as a new drug, it will be a breakthrough in the drug development market, which the Western mega pharmaceutical companies dominate. And besides that, drugs for dry eye syndrome is in phase 3, and for glaucoma, this is in phase 1 and 2. So we have other pipeline products. The founder is Mr. Kubota. According to Nikkei BP, he issued a new book. And he made a great discovery, the cause for glaucoma. He discovered one of the genes causing glaucoma. And at the age of 31, he completed his report. And looking at Wikipedia, he gave a name of mousselin to that gene. And you can have a good explanation through the Wikipedia. He is a founder. And he says that it is a drug to save 120 million people from blindness in the world. So he said that he has passed half the way and he has now entered into phase 3. According to his book, the market scale at least could be 500 billion yen or possibly up to 1 trillion yen. Now, biotechnology-related business entering into the harvesting stage, as I have said, we have established bio ventures, and we invest on bio companies by ourselves. to contribute to the development of a bio industry in Japan. Since January 2007, we entered the drug creation business through SBI Biotech, and in April 2008, we entered to the 5-alpha-5-aminolevulinic acid-related business through SBI Pharma. And SBI Biotech, Mizuho Securities, is the lead manager. We are planning to make an IPO next year. With this, many outside research organizations tie-up is made, not only a level of joint research, but in particular, what is important about this company is that there is a milestone agreement. A certain amount will be paid if this stage is achieved. This is the content of a agreement. For example, with PeptiDream, the contract with Pfizer was canceled. But in this case, there is a contract with Pfizer, but 67.2 billion is the total amount of contingency fee. Already, more than 2.5 billion. Excuse me. 28 million is already been received so far. So this 28.3 million US dollars after phase two is over. This is now under phase 2B. So at the conclusion of phase 2B, another $25.8 million will be paid. And at the stage of other than those at the phase 2B, with Novartis, one of the mega pharmas in the world, this is at the 2A clinical trial stage, the kidney transplantation functional disorder, which is called DGF, and also for acute kidney injury. $670 million contingency fee contract is being made. And after conclusion of phase two, $8 million US dollars will be received.
PeptiDream, as I explained to you earlier, the cancellation with the joint contract with the Pfizer was announced, but we are doing it all right. We have a partnership with U.S. Baylor Research Institute, and the U.S. Medimune is another company, and Huapu in China, and Crystal Genomics in Korea, and Karuna Bioscience in Japan. We have partnership with all these institutions. In addition, preclinical trial for immune cell therapy at Kyoto University Hospital. So this is the situation surrounding. It's a very substantive, very sure, assured projects and partners. So we have a very good contract signed with all of these partners. ALA Bio, I think you have watched the video, so I will not repeat the explanations. ALA, aminolevulinic acid, is good for pharmaceuticals, health food, and cosmetics. Its applications is quite broad. And the development have already started with some applications. Nala, in the plants, important element in the biosynthesis of chlorophyll, necessary for photosynthesis in plants, as well as in the biosynthesis of hemoglobin in the red blood cells of humans and animals. 5-ALA is essential for mitochondrial energy production inside the cells. So this is indeed the key element, natural element. So no side effect whatsoever, almost nil. So red wine, there are many things, and the Japanese vegetables called kaiware daikon, radish, a kind of radish, contains this element. This an enzyme, ALA, attracting attention. Tokyo Institute of Technology and SBI Pharmaceuticals Group succeeded the mice experiment to prove cytochrome C oxidase, COX, an enzyme that becomes weak with aging, is activated by taking 5-ALA. Administration of 5-ALA made COX functions, cytochrome C oxidase, 1.5 times effective than normal.
This finding will attract attention as a treatment that will lead to anti-aging studies. The relations between an amino acid that improves cell function and aging is attracting attention. Professor Watanabe of Keio University made this comment. When mitochondrial function deteriorates, the body's basal metabolism also deteriorates. Deterioration metabolism contributes to adult onset disease. Although mitochondrial function improves with daily exercise, arduous heavy exercise is required. Since ALA is a powerful amino acid, active ingestion can be expected to have the effect of preventing all sorts of problems that progress with age. So this is the Professor Watanabe's comments. 5-ALA and Porphyrin Research Society established in May 2011. We already held a third society meeting. We have a large attendance, and Mr. Okura, Professor Emeritus of Tokyo Institute of Technology, serves as the chairman. The 7th World Congress on Prevention of Diabetes and Its Complications was held November the 11th through to the 14th last year at Madrid, Spain. For the first time, the ALA session was included. The title, as you see here, Mitochondria and 5-amylolevulinic acid in type 2 diabetes. Chair was Mr. Professor Ito, and chair of Department of Internal Medicine, Keio University School of Medicine. And April 2013, this April, in Tokyo and Hiroshima, we had UAE Japan Life Science Forum, periodic meetings of representatives, Ministry of Health in Abu Dhabi, the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, Hiroshima University, the Institute of Medical Science of the University of Tokyo, and other organizations concerning research and technology seeds in life sciences. In Hawaii University, still another example, published a paper. The Manoa group of this university announced a paper, published a paper. This group, a clear decrease in glucose level was observed among those who took 5-ALA after they underwent the oral glucose tolerance test. And it was discovered that there is a relationship between 5-ALA and glucose levels of subjects with pre-diabetics. This was published in the electronic version of the journal. And there was a clear decrease observed in glucose levels after taking meal. We call this element as ALA, but 5-levulinic amino acid. And a significant decrease in glucose levels was observed among those who took high level of 5-ALA. So in this paper, the researchers of the University of Hawaii concluded the paper with the words, further investigation of 5-ALA as a dietary supplement in relation to wellness, diabetes, and its complications, heartily encouraged. The participants were 154 males and females, ages between 40 and 70, with evidence of pre-diabetics. And the Nutrition, this is a world-renowned journal, a research group with members from Hiroshima University and other universities published the findings in this journal. The aim of the study was to evaluate change in glucose levels on the glycemic index in mildly hyperglycemic adults due to injection of 5-aminolevulinic acid, phosphate, and iron. A conduct of a trial comprising 212 subjects ages 35 to 70, randomly assigned to four groups receiving doses of ALA P and iron or placebo over a 12-week period. Results: the group receiving a high dose of ALA P and iron, 15 milligrams, showed a greater decrease in the fasting plasma glucose level and oral glucose tolerance test than the placebo group. Placebo means the group of people who didn't receive this 5-ALA. Number 6, a paper by a research group from Nippon Medical School and Tokyo Rosei Hospital, etc., on the feasibility of cytodynamic therapy for glioma with 5-ALA, published in the Journal for Research of Cancer, Journal of Cancer Therapy. Low-frequency ultrasonication-induced anti-tumor effect in 5-ALA treated malignant glioma. Non-administrative 5-ALA, you see the cancer tumor in the mice. 0 days, 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, we can see the development of the tumor. And after administration, and we gave low-frequency ultrasonic amplification, and then the tumor shrunk. The cancer shrinkage in mice administered 5-ALA in ultrasonodynamic therapy in mice. And this experiment will be repeated as a clinical trial in Bahrain. That is our plan. And the number one drugs obtained approval from the Japanese Ministry of Health, Welfare, and Labor. Orally administered in vivo diagnostic agent Alaglio for malignant glioma. So oral administration. Then the patients with the brain tumor will be given this drug. Then the podoprolfilin emitted from ALA will gather in the tumor portions. And with the elimination with a special light during the operation, the tumor's portion only gives out light, red light. So the resection can be done in a very focused manner. This is the brain tumor, so the surgeons found it very difficult to avoid the damaging the healthy cells. So as a result, they did not remove all the malignant cells, which, of course, raised the metastasis ratio. But with this approach, substantially, we hope we can prevent the cases of metastasis. So this safety and efficacy of drug was confirmed. So through brains, the ALA can pass through brains, and it gathers, especially its effective elements of protoporphyrin, gathers at the tumor portions, which emits, which gets eliminated in red, and we got approval. We obtained the approval as the commercial drug, and furthermore, not just the brain tumor, glioma, but starting 2012, a doctor-sponsored investigation has been ongoing at 5 universities. And phase 3 clinical testing completed at the end of last year. This is the application's bladder cancer, a very high metastasis ratio, because it is very difficult, even out of the surgical operations, to identify the specific tumor. So by applying this product, these doctors are going to prove that this drug will act. And this drug has already been designated as an orphan drug. And we are planning to acquire approval in the second half of 2014. So we are conducting clinical trials. In starting December 2012, phase 1 clinical trial started in the UK. And the cancer-induced cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia. Phase 1 started back in December. Almost all the necessary experiments were completed. The only thing required is a completion of paper. And during the phase 3, in the third quarter, we are planning to start phase 2. And once we enter the phase 2, at that point in time, not just the chemotherapy-induced anemia, other applicable drugs, applicable applications will be applied using this drug, both in the UK and the US. Once the phase 1 is completed in the UK, because of the agreement between the two countries, phase 2 can be started right away in the US at the same time. This a drug to treat cancer chemotherapy-induced anemia is very few, limited in the number, and they are not very effective. And 40 to 43% of the drug taker suffer from anemia. So this means a very large market size for us, very promising. We don't have many rivals. So through various experiments going forward, including animal tests, and we contracted COVANS, Contract Clinical Research Organization. This is the U.S. largest research contractor. So based on their findings, we would like to get started in this segment. And currently, we are waiting to start the phase two. Now, Bahrain. Steady development of business structure for 5ALA in Bahrain is underway. In March, we received the visit of the delegation led by the Crown Prince of Bahrain, and we had the signing ceremony. We signed 5 contracts already related to 5ALA, out of 8 contracts to be completed, all related to SBI Pharmaceuticals. Concluded a basic agreement concerning collaboration in the 5ALA business, principally in the pharmaceuticals market in Bahrain, with Mumtalakat Holding Company, a government fund in Bahrain, and Bahrain Development Bank. We agreement reached to receive advice and support of local laws and financing from. And the third party is at Dawani Group Holdings. Final agreement arrived with them to establish a joint venture company concerning local marketing of health foods and cosmetics. Now, another party is Medical University of Bahrain. We concluded a basic agreement to prepare for the start of multiple clinical research projects. And the last one is Arabian Gulf University in Bahrain. Final agreement signed with them for joint clinical research related to diabetes. Now, why Bahrain? Why Middle East? There are more than one reason. One reason is that very high diabetes incidence rate, the 15.4%, that is the incidence rate in Bahrain. Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, 16.8% diabetes patient rates. So as the joint partner of research, the Bahrain Defense University Hospital and Arabian Gulf University Hospital, the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, Medical University of Bahrain, we chose these parties as our partners. And partner institutions for clinical study of the use of 5ALA in the photodynamic diagnosis with colorectal cancer. King Hamad University Hospital, the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, Medical University of Bahrain, will be the locations. And June 12th and 13th, there was a large delegation from Japan, including National Cancer Center Hospital, National Center for Child Health and Development, Keio University, Juntendo University, the Institute of Medical Science, the University of Tokyo, and so forth. All these people visited Bahrain. And, of course, we have an equally large number of attendants from Bahrain to hold this meeting. And the report regarding ALA will be submitted, collecting the findings to the Crown Prince Office. And starting from there, including the building of plants and the clinical full-scale clinical trials will be started. And the this meeting was reported by the Bahrain News and other media. And lists below are scheduled in the next 6 months. Start of the clinical trials regarding diabetes, including Arabian Gulf University. Add-on tests. They do. These people already take diabetes treatment drugs, and we will add our ALA. And, of course, after the end of Ramadan, the clinicals will be started. And including placebo, we shall be conducting evaluation. When we make application as a drugs for diabetes, of course, for human beings, I think these tests will be very much meaningful. When the new pharmaceuticals are developed, it is very costly according to pharmaceuticals because we have to pay to each person, each participant of clinical tests. But we can eliminate that process. And the initiation clinical trials related diabetes, this is Gulf University. Evaluation of therapeutic agent will be conducted. And number 3, planned 5ALA and Porphyrin Research Society International Conference with the sponsorship of Bahrain government. This is our plan, international conference. Within 6 months, we are achieving all these. And, of course, the number of our papers are increasing day after day, month after month. So with the these events, I think recognition level will rise.
cosmetics and health food, making large-scale commercials, just like Sesame of Suntory. We are not doing any such campaigns. Instead of spending money on such campaign, commercial campaigns, we think it is wiser for us to spend money on development. We are not making any PRs. But still, as you see, the steady growth through the words of mouth is making very good progress in Japan. If we run such major promotional campaigns from the legal perspectives, we will be very much screened, criticized for making loud voices regarding the potential efficacy. So I think it is better for us to stay silent. And instead, you know, Bahrain government is assuming this role. And we will not be spending any money to the participant of the clinical trials participants. 50-60% of the population suffer from this disease, so the government-sponsored project is the best solution. We do not need to spend any promotional cost. Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, we would like to see the same thing repeated in these countries as well. It will make us very happy. This biotechnology businesses going forward, I think, will be the cash cow in the future, generating largest amount of revenues in the future. So that's my idea. So their future, our future, could change drastically, but financial businesses will grow on its own because it is right track in the track of trend. And of course, with active participation in the dramatic growth of Asia, we can also grow this financial business. But I think we can't tell for sure about the future, but I think it is very promising. And the five other related businesses progressing in favor, we boosted by a tailwind from academic papers concerning five other from Japanese and overseas universities. 90 research institutes inside and outside of Japan have partnership with us in many areas and pursuing stable earnings growth while balancing the three major businesses. Well, largely classified, I think businesses with high stock market correlation exist. These businesses enjoyed a large growth, a sharp growth in profitability, affected by the stock market volatility. But the Paribas shocks and Greek debt crisis and Euro debt crisis, if they are repeated, then they will fall into the difficulties. So we have to alleviate this situation. So this is my wish from the very beginning. We will start with the security business, but we would like to establish and grow businesses which are less relevant, affected by the volatility of the stock market. And they are insurance and the banks and the information and biotechnology-related businesses. Pharmaceutical businesses are so-called defensive industry, because anyone will rely on drugs, medications, once they become ill. So the same applies to food industry. Of course, the very expensive food will not be demanded very much. Basic stuff, wheat, rice, their demand will remain quite stable, whatever the economic situations would be. So we would like to strike good balance between high and low stock market correlation. This has been my dream. And regarding securities, of course it will be affected by the stock market, but regardless of that, we would like to grow the business which will be less affected, Forex and investment trust and bond. So that's how we stayed away from the stock-only existence. We had a peak profit of 30 billion yen in the peak year, and we compared that number with the latest number. Non-commission income, March 13, increased by 60% compared with the March 2006. Our
through independence from the stock market, through such efforts, in a very steady manner. We increased the FX transaction commission, increased the investment trust, and underwriting commission was also increased. Through these actions, we lessened our dependence on stock market. And the same thing was done by other companies within the group. Let's take an example of NISA. This is the Japanese version, UK ISA. So this is a continuous inflow of money. So we will be containing long-term investors going forward through this mechanism. About 270,000 accounts have been already been opened. In total, 1.5 million. So this is will be quite attractive. Now, the banks, too, have been taking measures to stabilize and diversify the fund management, and deposit balance should grow steadily, continuously. All these efforts have been made. And non-life insurance, cancer insurance, auto insurance, and the partner company's products, and the life insurance company's product, and the RISTA, earthquake insurance, all of these have been offered. So in short, new services, new products have to be developed and offered so that we will be less dependent on the stock market. So that was the intention behind. And overseas, centering on the Asian market, we already invested in total of 55.4 billion yen in Asia, but not zero in the Europe or in the USA. We will continue to make investment in the advanced sectors, the segments in these two areas. In total, 20 billion investment was made. So in this way, we are trying to diversify the risks, country risks and the currency risks. So new areas of investment will be identified, has been identified in the area of internet. We are now focusing on investment on biotechnology areas. So this is shown in this chart. And ALA's possibility, this is a very strange, unique element. This is the real source of life. It has functions directly connected to the cells. So there are many, many applications. So things that contributed a lot to the health of humans. The first one is soap, and number two, antibiotics. But this is not functioning very well. Number three, steroid. It's very bad side effect as well. When you intake, you have to gradually take it, and after a certain time period, you have to lessen it, reduce it, taking a long time. Otherwise, the one will suffer from a major side effect. So these are very difficult to handle. But ALA, in a sense, as I said, has a very broad applications. 60 trillion cells of human body, it can give impact on each of these cells. I think we can place much high expectations on its possibilities. So it's not just the food, but cosmetics and other pharmaceuticals. In all of these areas, we are trying to promote and facilitate the joint research involving many partners, SBI Biotech. With the worldwide network, well, this is not just the SBI Biotech. All our businesses will have solid networks. And the insurance business and biotech, biotechnology-related business, have very substantial synergies. For example, we can offer our policyholders biotechnology company dedicated services and products. As a result, this part here, the benefits payable would be smaller. So in that sense, we can enjoy win-win relationships. So with this, I would like to conclude my presentation. Thank you very much for your patience.